We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Washington may not be at the top of the NL East, but they are a very dangerous team. And their play-by-play voice, Dave Jagler, is going to join us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Dave, how's it going?
I'm good. Glad to be back in Milwaukee. First time seeing the Brewers this year.
It's interesting because I don't know around the league if a lot of people thought the Brewers would be where they are, which is very much a competitive team. It's been a fun year, but a little bit of frustration for this team right now, having lost 8 of 9. I want to get a sense of the mindset of the Nationals coming in because, again, you see the Harpers and the Scherzers and the Strasburgs of the world, and you think, it's a team that could easily win the East, but just as it's been for the Brewers lately, it hasn't quite worked out that way for the Nationals so far.
Well, yeah, I mean, the Brewers have had a tough week and a half. The Nationals have had a tough season. I mean, they had a little bit of a run in late May and actually were in first place for about a day, but this season has been kind of one frustration after the other, and it started right in spring training with injuries. I mean, they knew they had some guys were going to be on the DL to start the year, and they've never had the team on the field that they thought they would have because of injuries. And then you have really some underperformance from some guys who've been key members of the last two division champions in 2016 and 17. So they're trying to get back to full health. The good thing is they're in a division that hasn't buried them. I mean, they're sitting there at 500 basically through 100 games, and if they can have a strong last third of the season, they're right there, and the two teams in front of them are somewhat unproven as far as being able to close a six-month season. So as poorly as the season seems to have gone from what the expectations were, there's still a chance to do something about it over the last 2 months.
And one of the ways that they can make a difference here, the Nationals, and make that push in the division is beyond just that star power of the roster. You've got a young player in Juan Soto who, as a teenager, has made an immediate impact. And for those in Milwaukee who don't know about Juan Soto, I thought your perspective on this would be great because he will be one guy to watch throughout the rest of this year and for years to come.
Yeah, I mean, he's a guy, he's a name we heard a lot about, but, you know, again, he started the year in low A ball, so the figuring was he's going to be 2 or 3 years away, and just because of the multitude of outfield injuries and the fact that he launched himself through the farm system, he went from low A to high A to double A in the period of about a month, they figured he could handle a jump, skipping triple A and right to the big leagues, and he's come out right out and just hit. And the thing about it is when you see these prospects, I mean, some guys come up and they have all the tools and the power and the speed and the throwing arm and the glove and all that, but they're a bit out of control and wild. When you watch Soto, he looks incredibly poised and everything looks very smooth and easy, and there's nothing that seems to be forced about any of his actions. He's got plate discipline of a 10-year veteran, and that's why they figured he'd be successful, because some young guys, they come up, they swing at everything, and big league pitchers throw breaking balls off the plate, and guys strike out like crazy. I mean, Soto's walks and strikeouts are very close, and it's been that way since he walked onto the scene in late May. So he's been a godsend for the Nationals because of all the injuries, and they've hit him second, they've hit him third, they've hit him fourth, they've hit him fifth. He's been in key spots in the lineup, and a guy who, for my money, even though he started the year in the minors, right now is the National League Rookie of the Year, and some guys had the head start, but I think when all is said and done, the numbers are going to be there, and just the clutch nature of his play has been outstanding. And just for me, his at-bat quality is right up there at the top of the Nationals lineup because he doesn't chase bad pitches, and you've got to come in and make a good pitch to get him out.
Dave Jagler, voice of the Washington Nationals, joining us talking about Juan Soto. Of course, you've got Bryce Harper in that lineup, but on the pitching side of things, admittedly, Dave, Wisconsin is really jealous when you guys come to town because you see these ace pitchers and the Brewers have hungered for this type of pitching. As a play-by-play guy, and you get to see it game to game, what a joy it must be to watch a guy like Max Scherzer go to work, because he's a master every time. Even if he doesn't have his best stuff, he's still getting it done.
Well, I mean, this is my 13th year with the Nationals, and he's the one player in my 13 years that I say, without doubt, I'm watching a Hall of Famer. I mean, there is no doubt. I mean, certain guys are like, well, they could be Hall. And I'm talking about on the Nationals team only. I mean, they're guys who have the potential to be Hall of Famers, but I get to watch a Hall of Famer in his prime every 5 days. And certainly I don't take that lightly as a broadcaster. And the thing about it is when he showed up in 2015 signing a big contract, he was at an all-star level, and he had won a Cy Young Award with Detroit. But from 15 to 16 to 17 to 18, he's found a way to get better when his age tells you, and he's about to turn 34 next week, that he should be in a declining phase. But he's added to his repertoire. He's changed his pitch sequencing. He's an incredibly hard worker. And really, I don't know if you can go around baseball and find many teams where the team leader is a pitcher. A guy who pitches every 5 days generally doesn't lead the clubhouse, but Max Scherzer leads the Nationals clubhouse. So in every respect, he's a Hall of Famer, and it's a pleasure to watch him. Now, I'm sure the Brewers hitters aren't too upset that he pitched yesterday, so he's going to miss this series, and actually Strasburg's going to miss this series too. But Scherzer's a joy to watch, and you know he can have a game like yesterday where you know the Braves made him throw 26 pitches in the first inning, and he goes six innings, gives up two runs on eight hits with seven strikeouts, and you say, man, he really wasn't very good today by his standards, and yet he won the game and kept you right in there. I mean, his mediocre starts are starts that most guys would sign up for.
It's amazing to see Scherzer and Strasburg, and as you say, I think the Brewers and their fans pretty happy they dodged those two guys in this series. They will see Gio Gonzalez tonight, and it's the fourth straight left-handed starter that the Brewers have seen since the All-Star break. Nothing but lefty starters to this point. Gio, we know in the past, is a guy who had success before coming to Washington and when he first got there. How has he been this year?
Well, up and down. I mean, really, Gio last year was tremendous. I mean, he finished a top five in the National League in ERA. He had a career year as far as ERA and had arguably his best season, although his first year with the Nationals, he won over 20 games. But last year, he probably was a better pitcher. This year, he's been inconsistent. The first 2 months were really good. And then in the month of June, he really, really struggled. He's been a little bit better in July, but he's gone eight straight starts without a win. And as the Nationals are hovering here right around the 500 mark, you know, Gio Gonzalez and Tanner Roark, who's going to pitch the finale on Wednesday, those are two guys that the Nationals have really counted on over the last few years to pick up the back end of the rotation. And that's why the Nationals have always hung their hat on starting pitchers. It wasn't just Scherzer and Strasburg, but it was really 1 through 4 or 1 through 5 that any one of those guys could go out and beat another team's number one or number two starter. But really, if you look at it, the Nationals, Scherzer's 13-5, and I think when he starts, there's something like 9 over .500. They're 9 under .500 when anybody else but Scherzer pitches. So, you know, Gio's got to have a big last 2 months. Roark has been really, really struggling. He's got to pick it up in the last 2 months. And it'll be interesting to see as the Brewers are actively searching for starting pitching, perhaps the Nationals might be in that market too to try to upgrade their depth and performance in the rotation.
I don't suppose you'd lend us Bryce Harper if it was a bad next month. Could we just have him for a month?
Well, you know, and you hope you get a surge because you're sitting there and Harper's hitting 215 and you know 220. And it's like how is that possible? You know, his strikeout rate's been up, but his power's been there. He's been drawing his walks. It's been a weird season for Harper, and I don't really know how to put a finger on it. Some people say, well, is it the contract push? I don't really think that's the case. I think it's just been a really rough year where, you know, Harper's tried to put a lot on his shoulders with the injuries, and sometimes he hasn't had that protection hitting behind him, and he's tried to put, you know, a lot on himself and maybe chasing pitches out of the strike zone. But at least the back of the baseball card shows that he's not a 220 hitter. So the fact that he's hitting that now hopefully means that he's got a great 2 months ahead of him to finish where he should end up.
Dave Jagler, voice of the Washington Nationals, really appreciated. Good insights. Looking forward to a good 3-game set. I'm looking forward to hearing your call. You know, I got the app, so we like to listen to some of the out-of-town broadcasts. So we'll catch you here in this series.
All right. Appreciate that, Kevin. Good to be on with you.
Thank you. Dave Jagler from the Washington Nationals on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. They work hard. You work hard. They treat you fair. For 80-plus years, they've been getting it done. Call them at 800-44-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.